Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A rested child is a happy child. Sleep Tight Stories is a weekly podcast that brings comfort and joy to families worldwide with calming bedtime stories. The stories are relevant to children and spark wonder without overstimulation, so they can fall asleep and stay asleep. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. For a bedtime routine you'll miss when they're grown, Sleep Tight Stories.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show, Ears Edition, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. In gas stations and flea markets all around the southeastern United States, you can find packets or boxes containing crumbles of white clay. In Kenya, you can buy reddish dirt on the street, formed into little pellets that look like baby carrots. In Uganda, you can buy Yankee Doodle brand dirt at the grocery store. A website called Earth's Clay Store sells clay from all over the world and ships them right to your home. But what are you supposed to do with it when it gets to you? Well, you eat it. You might have a vague sense that you've heard of people eating dirt before. Pregnant women, maybe? Pica is the overarching term for craving and eating things that are not food. In the 6th century CE, the physician Flavius Aetius noticed people sticking non-food items in their mouths, the way that magpies, pica in Latin, pick up random objects in their beaks. He figured these people had entirely indiscriminate appetites for just any old thing and termed the behavior after the magpie. It turns out pica is kind of a misnomer, because pica cravings are actually very specific. Though, according to the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, or DSM, it includes a range of behaviors. Some people crave paperclips, batteries, or coins. These potentially dangerous cravings are considered by the DSM to be actual disorders. But pica can also include cravings for raw starch, that's amylophagy, ice, that's pagophagy, and dirt, that's geophagy. Geophagy is one form of pica found in almost every country in the world. We spoke with Sarah Young, assistant professor in the Department of Anthropology at Northwestern University. She said, I was surprised when I first saw it. I was studying pregnant women ethnography in Zanzibar, and I asked a woman what she ate when she's pregnant, and in Swahili, she said, every day I take earth from this wall and eat it. I was just learning Swahili and was pretty good at it, but I really didn't think I was understanding correctly. My research assistant was like, yeah, you heard right. Young ended up writing her PhD dissertation on geophagy and winning the Margaret Mead Award in 2013 for her book Craving Earth, which detailed her research about geophagy practices worldwide. In her research, Young tracked down medical literature, historical texts, research on animal behavior, soil science, and parasitology, and came to the conclusion that there are four possible explanations as to why people eat dirt. The most common and longest-running take on geophagy is that there's no good reason for it, that it's a pathology, it's an aberrant behavior of some unknown origin. Young explained the racism, sexism, and classism behind that simplistic take. Quote, "It's the women they know not what they do explanation. It was basically white men writing about this for the past few hundred years, and it was dismissed as aberrant. We can refute this. There are so many species of animals that go to great risk to get clay and charcoal, like the colobus monkey that steals charcoal from villagers." But even so, we know very little about geophagy because for centuries, scientists were stubbornly lacking curiosity about it. When scientists did start looking into it, the first hypothesis they came up with to explain why hundreds of thousands of people worldwide crave and eat dirt is that there must be something useful in the clay, micronutrients of some kind. Young said, "The Mother Nature's multivitamin explanation is a really intuitive one." But unfortunately, it doesn't really shake out. For starters, although the clay her study participants in Zanzibar were eating was tinged with red, indicating iron content, investigations into whether that iron could be absorbed and used by the body came up empty. Plus, according to Young, people generally prefer whiter clay. If you give a geophagist the option of snacking on Georgia white kaolin or the reddish clay found on Zanzibar, they'll almost always pick the white kaolin, which does not contain iron. So we turn to another hypothesis. Could dirt provide protection from germs? The explanation that eating dirt is somehow an immune system boost might not make sense on the surface. After all, we're supposed to stay away from dirt, wash our hands, clean our clothes, take off our shoes when we enter the house. But clay face masks can draw germs and oils and dead cells from your skin, and they're made of dirt, right? According to Young, eating clay might collect stuff inside of the gut, similar to how a mud mask collects stuff from your face. But why would somebody need an intestinal mud mask? The answer is protection from pathogens and harmful compounds. Many harmful microorganisms and compounds can enter your body via the things you eat. You digest the food, and it's absorbed through the wall of your intestine and into your bloodstream. But lots of potentially harmful stuff can get to us in this way, too. Clay may stimulate the mucous membranes on the surface of your guts to create more mucus, thus forming a sort of protective barrier against those pathogens and compounds. Young said, it can also bind with whatever harmful thing you're eating. For example, in the Andes, people eat wild potatoes which contain these toxic chemicals called glycoalkaloids, but after they dip the potatoes in clay, they become safe to eat. But while eating clay might protect from pathogens and harmful chemicals, which is especially important in pregnant women, there's something of a Goldilocks principle at play here. You want to shield yourself from the harmful stuff, but you also don't want to protect yourself from the nutrients you need. For example, if you eat a steak that's full of both bioavailable iron and pathogens, but you eat clay at the same time, the iron could also become bound by the clay and wouldn't be absorbed by your gut. Although the clay might be protecting you from pathogens to some extent, it's also preventing you from absorbing the nutrients. The fourth hypothesis for why people eat dirt or clay is that it might help with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea by coating the stomach. After all, a number of antidiarrheal treatments have kaolin in them. Kaolin puts the kao in kaopectate. Though the reasons for geophagy are still rather mysterious, Young stresses that it's far more common than we realize, partially because of those old stigmas against it. Young said, "People don't like to talk about it or admit it. When I'm doing ethnographic interviews, I always ask, how much earth do you eat, instead of, do you eat earth? Because so many people have sworn they don't eat it, and later tell me that they do, but they lied, because I didn't want you to think I was poor." Today's episode was written by Jesselyn Shields and produced by Tyler Klang. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more on this and lots of other food for thought, visit our home planet, howstuffworks.com. And for more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.